Okay, 5:21 a.m. I didn't realize it, but I had let my recording device continue recording this whole time, and so a bunch of stuff's gonna have to get done and cut. A bunch of stuff's gonna have to get cut out here. I might even just erase that file and go with this. Let's see. So, what did I say? Yeah, nothing much. So, let me do that. Thursday, October 1st, 2020, 5:22 a.m. Okay, so I started painting around 2 o'clock or so. A little, no, it was, what was it? About 2:30 or so. And so I was listening to a bunch of stuff on YouTube, and people talking about political stuff and what have you, and there was a commercial for the Libertarian Party candidate Jo Jorgensen, a woman, and the thing is they have these people have lots of great ideas, but she has no chance of winning, and I don't understand what the thing is. I guess you have to go out there and try to win, to try to change things, and some of the ideas that she have, I think, are good ideas, but will never happen. Getting rid of the federal income tax. The people in the swamp of Washington, D.C. are not going to let that happen. They want the money. They want to do things. They want the power. So that's not going to happen. But a bunch of other stuff she talked about. Okay, yeah, that sounds really good. That sounds like a level-headed thing to do, and what have you. One of her, and looking online here, one of her videos, commercials, it says, "Don't waste your vote on Trump or Biden." Okay, so it's if you vote for her, it's kind of a wasted vote because she's not going to win. Period. And her complaint was is that. On her little commercial there, that she should have been on that stage too, and I agree. If somebody's in all 50 states for the election to be president, they should be on that stage. Let's get a different idea. Let's get a different take. It probably would have been a better situation because, you wouldn't have that boxing match that we had there, that brawl, as people have been saying, and. Because, well, maybe, well, not as bad anyway, because you'd have another person there that would probably keep things pretty pretty calm and civil, especially if it was a woman, I think. So as far as my painting's concerned, like I said, I really don't know where my paintings go, and this one's kind of interesting. I'm still dealing with the background as a whole, okay, and looking at the original painting, and this is, does not look anything. Well, I can't say remotely, but it does not look very much at all like the original painting. There's some compositional things about it. There's going to be some more compositional things about it. There's going to be lots of people on this, just like the original. I think that's what I'm going to do. And because it's kind of gonna it's gonna mimic this mural that he did, and so let's go with that. I did a lot of sanding too, and reaffirming what colors are gonna be predominant in the painting, and I just realized I got to do something else here. Might come back a little later and do it. So we'll see. Okay, so let me get going here. I gotta go do my vitals and stuff. So take care. Okay, 7:09 a.m. I'm back out here. I'm gonna paint some more. The air is very unhealthy tonight today. Having more fires and wind blowing the smoke into the area. I'm not going to go for my walk today. And I had the fan on earlier, and I had to turn it off when I came back in here. It's chilly in here. But again, it's supposed to get up to close to 100, if not hit 100. So it's going to be a hot, bad air quality day today. I'll just deal with the world like that. It's also Wash the Dog Day. So let me get going here and do some more painting. Okay, I'm painting now, and I was just wanted to say that, excuse me. I just wanted to say that when I started painting, I thinned the pigments down with mostly the terps that I whatever I use, and but you can only do that so much because after a while, and it helps dry the painting down so I can sand it and stuff. But you can only use pure terps for a while because at one point it starts to build up to a point where the paint is really starting to be more chalky. But you can sand it down and it kind of goes off really easily, as opposed to when you start to add the little bit of the resin parts of the paint medium. So I'm starting to add some of the resin parts now. And which means I have to wait till they're fairly dry, at least a couple of days, to sand instead of just the next day. So that's and because, like I said, it's just a part of the building up process for me, to get the painting going. 9:04 a.m. Okay, I've got to deal with the dog. I got to feed him. I got to do my garden watering and some other stuff. So, looking at the painting, I kind of work on certain parts of it and deal with it. And I'm so satisfied with so much of this stuff. When I work on it, I could see things that are off, but not off in a way that you would paint it way. I mean, the actual application of the paint is okay, is good, as a matter of fact. But the drawing itself can be off, which doesn't really hurt it. Because when things are too symmetrical, then they've all got to be it's all got to be symmetrical, well, it doesn't all, but there has to be a logic to it. But it'll throw your viewpoint off, and so you kind of think of these things as these illogical or non-symmetric. Characters of the drawing or the painting can work towards creating a certain tension in that area. And again, it's going to activate the surface by creating that tension. So, the making something so symmetrical can do that, but it's too easy. It would seem too easy, and it would seem like you're not really throwing that much to the wind as far as what you're making. If I was making this for a specific person, for a specific reason, then I would have to adhere to something that that they would require out of the painting. But this, like I said, these paintings are from totally for me. And so I like throwing caution to the wind and letting the chips fall where they may and see what comes out of it. This is nowhere near done. And well, the thing about I was talking about the qualities of the paint that I do. I can work on this stuff and really work on making it do some certain things like lay down flat or whatever, and but then realize, oh, I could sand this tomorrow or the day after tomorrow for whatever reason, you know, and get rid of it. So that's one of, like I said, that's one of the things that you know, it's if you don't try to look ahead too much, you know, to try to fit something in that you've done already, because you want to hold on to it. You have to let go of it. And see, and something I've done something on this. I made a circle, and it doesn't really make any sense why there would be a circle there, but now looking at what I've some of the stuff that I've done, I can see that, oh, I can make this like a tunnel, even, you know, or a cave or something like that, or a tunnel actually be better. So anyway, that's I'm gonna try to come back again later and do some more painting. 10:23 a.m. Okay, got to quit looking at this painting while I talk. Watering the garden seems to be winding down. I've had okra. I keep watering it, and I keep getting some okra, but not as much as I was getting before. The tomatoes seem to be coming back, though. You know, so I've been watering them even more. And they've kind of bounced back a little and starting to fruit some more, starting to bud some more. Peppers always do good. And I'm still getting eggplant too. So those are about the only things that I'm growing in the garden right now. I've got in my, I have some raised, I have a raised bed area in my yard. And I'm growing some, the Chinese bitter melon and some parsley. The parsley is doing really well in that raised bed. So, and I just found out reading some of that that parsley is considered a winter crop. So, or I guess we'll be having parsley for quite a while here. I started I sprouted the edible mustard greens where I've grown them, and I'm also starting it in the front too. So I've been starting to sprouts there, and we'll see what happens. They make nice flowers, so it should look okay in late spring, mid to late spring. Okay, so let me wrap this up for today, and that's it.